I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3.
Boom, 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 wow, wow, wow. You almost got a double shot Tuesday today. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's pretty crappy out. Take it easy. Give yourself a little extra time today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of deep, deep standing water. Like, we got some heavy, heavy rain last night.
Yeah, I hydroplaned a few times.
I did too. And I saw a spin out on my way in as well.
Oh, my God. Well, you called me over an hour ago and you were like, I'm like,
17 was, oh. it was raining hard, like really hard.
Right.
And so I definitely didn't, I should have left 20 minutes early, not on time.
Right.
Duh.
Well.
But I didn't know that it was going to be that bad. I did also expect it to be a lot colder, and it's not.
Nope.
So I'm checking now about the possibility of snow, but the possibility is not looking good. It was supposed to be a lot colder than this feel. They say it's 40 degrees.
That's not good.
It'll get colder later, I guess. Like Thursday looks really cold and snow.
Will it still be raining?
Yeah.
We got a storm stack coming our way.
I've got something that'll just brighten everybody's day today.
Oh, what do you got?
I think it's well needed. You know, there's some audio that's walked off, and sometimes listeners hook me up and get me some audio that we...
Well, it has been raining. We could use something to cheer us up.
All right, here you go. How's this for you?
Let's have it.
You light up my life.
Oh, I feel better already.
Oh, my God, my...
You give me hope to carry on. You light up.
Yeah.
And fill my night.
I feel better.
Oh my God. It's like it's not even raining out.
Yeah.
It's like it's a bright, sunshiny summer day.
Thanks, Ron Mo, for that.
Oh boy, that's the Brickhead guys.
Yes. Yeah.
All the things that could have stayed away, that was that was one of them.
You know, I really feel like just because it's such a miserable day out. Maybe we should slide that in a couple times today.
Oh, well, you know, you just let me know.
Yeah, I will.
I think
like
you're
if we
gonna
have a
actually
down moment.
Need to send an email to our boss and Jeff back at headquarters and also CC Jane and confirm that it's okay to play off script music.
Yeah, it's okay. I already confirmed it with them. So it's all set.
That's what we were doing all morning.
Yeah, all morning long. We've been. Getting our permissions in order.
Emails are fast and furious.
Incredible.
Jeff cleared that.
Oh my God. He was like, I was so bummed out to find out that You Light Up My Life by Vinny Crackhorn was lost to us forever.
It's actually called an Alice Essential.
It is an Alice Essential. It's actually also an Alice Obsession. We're obsessed.
Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning, everyone.
To the Bay Area and beyond. Everyone listening is like, oh,
I haven't heard that in a really long time.
Well, certainly not the whole thing either. I mean, that's that is, there's some familiar laughing.
For those of you that, there is. That was Yuzi. For those of you who don't know, there was a guy on the show who was trying to connect with some lady.
Yep.
It's always some big, long
I think she was like
saga.
A hairdresser or that he had got, he was really into her.
Is this Hui?
It's Hooman.
Of course it is.
Right. If you don't know, we had this guy Hooman on. He was just like one of the weirdest people. Like, you think there's some weird people on this show now? Hooman was king of the weird people.
Anyway, I, as a good friend that I am, made an effort to woo this woman his way.
This was for a message on her answering machine.
Yeah. So I sang to her on whose behalf.
Yeah.
And he did not even get close to sealing that deal.
No. I'm not going to say you ruined it because, if anything, you were the only thing that could have saved it, but
I couldn't have tried harder.
Clearly.
Like, I was trying.
You light up my life.
It's really good.
Right? It's actually really good.
Yeah.
Keep rolling that.
Don't say that. You know it's not.
That's my favorite part. Take the soul in that.
Carry on. You light up my day and fill my night.
Breath control's difficult, isn't it? I mean,
you know, though, honestly, singers, like, you're really trying. And that's what I love about when Vinny goes all in. It's actually like the whole world grinds to a halt and everyone goes, whoop. What?
Yeah,
and everyone tries to be
that.
Quiet and let him do his thing. Like, don't interrupt him. It's happening.
Anyway. Well, thanks to the
Ron
listener.
From Brickhead. Hey, Brickhead, I can't remember what you've renamed yourself, but go back to Brickhead.
Yeah.
Atreyu. Keystar.
It is.
Keystar.
I don't know.
It's Adea.
Adea! But yeah, that's no good. Brickhead.
He wrote Ron from Adea, Brickhead, me, whatever.
Yeah. Ron, just change the name back to Brickhead, honestly. We're never going to remember
Adea. No, he told us backstage someone already stole that.
Oh.
Remember that? We were backstage vaguely at Winterland. He said, we lost it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Just keep it though, anyway.
Fight him for it. You had it first.
Yeah, you did have it first. And we probably have, well, good luck finding any of it. I mean, you're the one who had to give us back that audio. But I was feeling like maybe.
I thought there was a negotiation afoot. It's weird that it just, we never heard a peep about it. It's just all gone.
Yeah, I really don't know, Vin. And I honestly lament it, but don't know what to do about it. There's a lot of stuff that's, oh, this music is still. Should I play
anyway,
it again?
Okay. Hey, listen, I know that you're nowhere near getting to Severance, and I know there are a lot of people who aren't even trying to watch it. Your girl shows up in episode 3.
Who's my girl?
You know who your girl is. Who's your favorite lady on TV, maybe in the history of shows, Game of Thrones, that you absolutely love this lady?
Daenerys Targaryen?
No.
Oh. On Game of Thrones.
She's from Tarth.
Oh, Brienne. Oh, Gwendolyn, whatever her name is. Brienne of Tarth. Thank you.
She's from Tarth.
I do love
her.
Well,
I just think of what a let her sit there.
I was trying to not. I mean, listen.
I'm sorry. I should have let her
dangle
more.
You gave me a lot of clues, but I didn't really think of her.
Was that not the best episode?
Okay, don't.
I don't know if it was the best. There have been, the second one was really productive, and I felt like just an overflow of
answers.
But it was good, and it's definitely setting up new curiosities, like what's happening with the Arquette lady,
Patricia Arquette.
Yeah,
whatever her name is on there,
she is a masterclass in acting. She's pulling off psycho lady better than most good,
reaching down deep inside.
Oh, she is. Right?
Yeah.
She is a psycho.
That whole episode, it moved. It just, I was on the edge of my seat the whole episode. It's just so. And you find out there's goats and there's no.
Oh, goats! There's goats.
Oh, you get some more goat.
I really needed them to bring back the goats.
Oh, they do in a big way.
Oh man, do okay. they ever?
Well, listen, I have 1.5 episodes of Squid Game left, and then as soon as I'm done with this, and you're saying that Squid Game is like, it's the first half of, yeah. of the last season.
Yeah,
because they're saying the last season is coming in June.
Then it's going to be the finish of this season. Have you enjoyed this season so far?
I love it. Yeah.
It's great.
It's really good. Very gory. We can't recommend Squid Game to you because it's terrible, but also we love it. So as soon as I'm done with that, which I think I'll probably finish it today, then we'll go and we'll start. I'm going back. I'm going to go back and watch the whole first season.
Just do it. Get season two will not just it just doesn't disappoint. It's been great. I wish I could say more, but
it's so out front in the
what do you mean
the show. Well, I'm getting there. It's so out front in the show that you almost don't discuss it, but what this show is saying about corporate life, corporate control, corporate they are trying to run every aspect of people's lives through this corporation. Mm. And it is so over the top. You're just like, wow, I don't know.
Well, the whole thing with his wife is the thing that trips me up. You know, that she's obviously, because Severance is a show where you go to work and do you know who you are when you go to work?
No.
Like, no.
When you wake up there,
that's the first thing they ask you, what is your name? And
nobody knows what their name is.
That's it's like the test to make sure you don't, you know, they ask them the
So you are questions. Just like a shard in the body of the human that
they're
is
getting an employee that has no connections to the outside world for
and
the
no
whole
history.
Time you're there, right?
Right. So
and so that as you're going along and I don't want to give away too much. We're talking about the show Severance. It's on Apple TV, but in reality, these people, these inside bodies,
the innies
have sort of revolted and have caused a problem between the outsideys and the insideys. And it's a whole freaking thing that this corporation was hoping to never deal with.
Right.
They had everything separated and there's all these myths in each department that they're being fed.
Yeah.
I love the part where the guy goes, where she goes, show us your bellies.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you why she asked that.
God.
But there's just these lies that everyone takes on the surface and believes. And
because they have no frame of reference for anything.
Exactly. So the only frame of reference they have is work. So it's like, okay, well, this is life. This is
and
work.
It's all they do because as soon as they get into the elevator to go home, they turn back into the person who doesn't remember anything that happened on the inside. It's such a great concept.
And they're being fed that this corporation is the greatest thing that's ever been happening in the history of the entire world. And the guy who started it all is the guy you should worship more like
God
than
yeah.
anything else.
And
here. It's just crazy. Because,
oh
you know, on the smallest levels, if you work for a corporation, you see these things where they're like, you know, hey, we're family.
Here's our guy. Here's our CEO. He's like the Lord of us.
Okay, if you say so. I just want to work and, you know,
yeah.
and go home.
Work-life balance.
Yeah. But anyway, so it's really, it's intense. And it's ratcheting back up. Like, you get a little release and some info, and now you feel it sort of
now we're on to this season story.
I'll add that the lady who plays, like, I'm kind of into Helly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The lady who plays her Audi. I mean, it's her, but it's the
it's the same lady.
It's the same lady.
But two different characters.
Her acting is incredible because you really, there's almost a facial difference.
Oh.
And they're the same, but there's a different, she's not
it's like her,
she's more like. It's just
it's in her eyes.
Yeah.
Like you just look at her, you could tell if it was Innie or Audie Helly by her eyes, just how she looks. It's yeah. It's,
oh my
it's
cool.
great.
It's
oh
really
my
cool.
God.
Yeah. Check it out, people. Definitely good for rainy day, man.
Yeah. Hey.
Don't go to work. Just watch Severance today.
Please let's not do that. I don't want anyone to get in trouble because those guys said not to go to work. Well, don't use us as your excuse.
We're that influential.
No, the drive-in, though. People.
Yeah, the drive-in is gnarly.
There's going to be some accidents today. You want to go slow or stay home if you can, just because it's going to be the worst part of the rain is hitting now.
Give yourself
into the morning.
Extra time. It was nasty this morning.
Mm-hmm. Still had people flying by me.
Of course you do. Well, of course. Maybe they have snow tires on or what, rain tires. I don't know. All right, KLSE, HD1 San Francisco. Here's a song. We'll be right back.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.